You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hombart, Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Busy day for you today. Some headlines to get to, of course, as well. And one of them, Bart, is a tweet by our very own Dan Graziano just about a half hour ago. Sources close to the Deshaun Watson situation believe a resolution could come today or tomorrow. Recent talks between the NFL and Watson's reps have heightened hope that they can reach a settlement without Peter C. Harvey having to rule. But it's unclear how much longer he will wait. So, you know how it works for us.
It makes no
sense.
This
thing's going down probably during our show. Yeah. Let's just expect it.
Today or tomorrow.
Stosh is already prepared. He's got the seatbelt buckled in. He knows he can't get up now. That's it. Like, this is definitely going down at some point during our show, either today or tomorrow.
Stosh has a meeting and he's going to miss it.
He's definitely going to miss that meeting. So you want to keep it, obviously, stay tuned here because there's a lot, obviously, off of the, first of all, the fact that it is, they're trying to get to a settlement.
I don't get
on
that,
the appeal.
Once again, I don't get that.
Like, I don't either.
Okay, so why employ the other person to make a judgment?
Don't know.
That's two people when you come to a settlement anyway. This is a mockery of the whatever justice system that the NFL.
It's not a justice system, but it is the process that they agreed to. But yet it's a process that can have all types of different ways to go, clearly.
It makes
so anyways,
sense.
There's that, and we'll keep you up certainly on that part of it. There is also some safety news. I'm going to give you one because I just love this story. It's kind of old, but I never talked to you about it, involving your former team, the Ravens.
Yep.
You know Tony Jefferson, right?
Yeah. He was out of the league for a minute.
Yeah, well, he's been hurt. He's been banged up. Obviously coming back from injuries and everything like that. You know, he realized that wearing glasses was probably a good thing to do. So he was wearing glasses when he was in college at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But when he got to the NFL, he just stopped wearing them.
Too cool.
He's 30 years old.
Yeah, too cool for school.
Right, just stopped wearing glasses. So he gets glasses, and before the preseason opener, he tweets out like how it might have been the dumbest thing I've done. I can see so much clearer and further with my glasses. It's wild. And somebody's like, well, wait. You stop wearing glasses, but you probably wore corrective lenses, right? Contact lenses. He said, no, I didn't wear anything.
Yeah.
Like, what? How do you go through life and everything's blurry? And by the way, to his credit, he's played in the NFL for a minute. Like, he's been in the league.
Yeah, he was their starter for a minute, and then
he couldn't see.
Out. That's crazy. It reminds me of a team. Listen, I had a teammate like that, J.R. Johnson. This dude was so damn blind. I've never seen anybody that damn blind. It's
like Magoo?
Yeah. It's like he just run into stuff, man. It's like Fred Sanford on Harlem Nights. You know what I'm saying? When he was calling the dice wrong.
Yep,
like, this is how crazy it was. He couldn't see. So, like, when in college, the only way he could see the ball is because they had white stripes on it. Because college ball got stripes on it. So, that's how he could see the ball.
Right.
When we were going to the league, he would get hit in the face with the ball. We're like, yo, what the hell are you doing? Like, yo, I can't see. I couldn't see it. Like, what? This dude had to get LASIK. Dude, when he got LASIK, and it was like the world opened up to him. Like, dude, how long are you suffering? Like, what? Damn near had
blues
glaucoma.
Are bluer. Right? There's actually people in the state. I can see their faces now. Like, it's crazy that somebody has played in the NFL at the safety position for as long as he has,
and, so
he needed glasses and never wore them, and now he's just like, whoa, everything's so clear.
So why did he take them off? Did he take them off because he thought people would make fun of him because he walked around looking like Eric Dickerson or something with the goggles on?
No, he wore contact lenses. Like, he never explained it.
That's
so who
crazy.
Knows? But
so
anyway,
maybe he can see depth of image now. Now he knows
maybe
the
quarterback's
he'll be taking a three-step drop or a five-step
right?
drop, and he can make sure that he breaks down and stops backpedaling.
Yeah. So think about that. So meanwhile, another safety that's seeing green right now is Derwin James. And I know you're not surprised by this.
Yeah, deservedly so.
Yeah, he and the Chargers come to terms on what is being reported by Adam Schefter as a 4-year, $76.4 million contract extension. The average annual value is $19.13. So now, obviously, the highest paid safety in
$2 higher than the next NFL. Guy?
Yeah, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. So, but think about what the Chargers have right now.
Yep.
You got him. You got J.C. Jackson, you signed to a 5-year, $82 million. You traded for Khalil Mack and, of course, your own homegrown guy, Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
But that Khalil defense is legit.
Yeah, but I do get concerns. I thought Murray from Oklahoma was going to be a standout middle linebacker. That's where they struggle at. Last year, that's why Staley had to take so many chances because their defense sucked. When I say they sucked, they were garbage. How Tessa say? Garbage. Garbage juice. That's what they were last year. But this is the thing, and this is a cautionary tale. This is a tale to everybody around the league. I used to watch the Steelers do this all the time. They pay you early so that they can get it out the way, so then when the market changes. Uh-huh. It's nobody really that's going to go past him except Bates in Cincinnati, who's still fighting. Now that just helped Bates out, who was one of the most outstanding safeties in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Simmons, you will have to say, when healthy, Derwin James and probably Micah Hyde. Those guys are like the gold standard at mm-hmm. safety. But this is what they're doing. They recognize that they have a young team, and right now they're trying to pay as many people as they have to before Herbert is eligible for an extension. So that way, you already got some of the guys that are paid. You pay them early, so now they're at the back end of the deal. You front load the deal to try and get as much money in there to them as possible. So they're doing a great job in doing that. That's thinking ahead. And Derwin James, some people would say, well, he was injured for 2 years. Who knows? But now that he's a young, talented player, he's the heart and soul of their defense. Let's see if J.C. Jackson can figure it out, because they're going to have to pay the left tackle in 2 years because he's going to be eligible for an extension, and Herbert's going to be eligible for extension. You probably pay him in 3 years. So he might get paid the same time before the left tackle get paid, because he, to me, is maybe right now one of the best left tackles in the business.
So again, the Chargers, though, that division, certainly we're keeping our eyes on that division, the AFC West, because it is such a loaded division. But the Chargers now, another LA team. Now, the Rams won the Super Bowl last year, and the Chargers now making a lot of noise as well. So the both teams, certainly something to keep an eye on. But as we know, one of the biggest names in the sport is Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, when we talk about money, is the highest paid player in the sport, $50 million a year. And he is, the MVP again in the NFC. The best quarterback in the game, you would say that as well. But one thing that happened was he lost a weapon in Davante Adams, who decided to leave him and go play in Vegas with his good friend Derek Carr and the Raiders. So Aaron Rodgers now has some holdover veterans, of course, on that team. And then he's got a couple of rookies he's dealing with. And after a sloppy practice and, of course, a preseason opener that he didn't play in, but Jordan Love threw some picks in that weren't all his fault, Aaron Rodgers sounded off about some of his wide receivers.
I didn't think we ran the ball very well, especially outside zone. Thought we were pretty good, had some opportunities. A lot of mental errors, a lot of pre-snap penalties. So kind of in the theme of camp, simple plays, we're messing up. So it's good to do it against another team. I like the energy from the first unit, but a lot of mental mistakes.
Aaron, what does that become a concern that it might carry over to the start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good we do it in practice. So it's unfortunately some of the same guys. That's, repeat mistakes are a problem. So we just got to clean those things up a little bit. The young guys, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. A lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we got to get better in that area. But I felt like the line, for the most part, held up pretty good, which was good to see.
And see, he was positive about everything but the young wide receivers. Now, again, they have Alan Lazard, they have Randall Cobb, they have Sammy Watkins, but he's talking, of course, about Romeo Doubs, who has struggled and had a few drops today. They had practice against New Orleans Saints.
That's a tough outfit to practice against, bro.
I'm sure it is. You're right with that defense. But
that's
still,
just as good as going against your defense.
I want you to listen to Mike Tannenbaum and what he had to say in response to Aaron Rodgers being clearly visibly and vocally frustrated with some of the young wide receivers.
Hey, Aaron, be careful what you wish for. You didn't sign your contract till March. The collateral damage was Davante Adams going to play with his college teammate Derek Carr in Vegas. If you had got your deal done in late January, mid-February, you could have then recruited Davante Adams to stay, and we wouldn't be talking about Romeo Dobbs or Christian Watson's mistakes in August. So he is one of the reasons why there are going to be growing pains this year with this offense.
Yeah, exactly. You expect guys that just were in college last year, you know, playing last year, to kind of be up to speed with Allen Lazard, Sammy Watkins, and Randall Cobb. That's what you get when you have young players. They're going to make mistakes, right? They're not going to be on the same pace. They're not going to be able to talk football to you at the same level.
And didn't he say that he was going to try to be more of a mentor and try to be like
so
a leader for them?
So now you throw him under the bus.
So now
they're going to have to answer these questions about, you know, why are you running the wrong route? You know, did you take offense to what Aaron Rodgers said? And plus they're going to say, no, we have to be better. But already, you know what I mean, if they're not getting the ball and they're open, then they're going to feel like, okay, well, Aaron doesn't like me. Or, like, you know, he doesn't, you know, want to work with young receivers, like, you know, some of the things that he said before. And you're going to need them at some point because you can write this down. You know, everybody out there right now, get an ink pen, write this down. Sammy Watkins is going to get hurt by, like, week two. That train ain't never late. I don't care what damn uniform he is. Kansas City, when they need him to do much, hurt. Baltimore, hurt. Buffalo, hurt. This dude got feet like Greg. Oh, I don't know what the hell wrong with this dude's toes, his feet, but it ain't always out. He's never available. He might play 1,000 years. He might play 20 years because, really, he only got like 5 games of work on his body.
Now, how about this theory? Was Aaron Rodgers also talking this way because Jordan Love took a – I mean, we were all kind of joking about it, right, in a way. Like, Green Bay must be like, oh, my God, you can't have Jordan Love play. Did Aaron Rodgers maybe sticking up for the kid a little bit, saying, like, you know what, we all talked about his picks, but maybe the routes were run the wrong way. Maybe there was just something else that was going on here, and it wasn't really all on Jordan.
Man, three picks.
Not buying that.
Picks. I understand that they could be other people's fault, but there's nothing that we see when we watch Jordan Love that gives us any confidence that this dude can play dead in the country western. Nobody believes that he can play. At this point, even like when Jimmy G would get in every once in a while, when Tom wouldn't do anything, we're like, man, he can play. Like, man, like the offense moves. Like, hey, he got talent. We ain't never looked at Jordan Love in any game preseason when he had a fill-in for A.A. Ryan for the suspension. We have never looked at him like, yo, this dude, he got talent. We ain't never said that. Ever. Okay. And this is year three.
So you're not buying that. I was trying to
find. I got just as much concern with Jordan Love as I have against Daniel Jones.
Okay. All right. So we'll continue this conversation. We'll bring in Sam Altschul to join us with this and other things NFL. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Oh, really? Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec. And O'Reilly Auto Parts, Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction to reduce weather. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Production read out of the read. Sam Acho, guest analyst for ESPN. Ooh, love that suit, boy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that.
You're not supposed to read.
Why do you put it? Listen.
Production, music.
Oh, man.
We've been doing the show how
Screw
many years
YouTube,
together
San
now?
Diego.
How many years have we been doing this show together?
A long time.
It's at least three, right?
Yes.
And you still read the part that's in italics. Italics. So you're not supposed to read.
Listen, I need color codes.
Martin, Alan Hart, Scotty, ESPN Radio.
Put that in red. Sam Acho joins us.
Right now.
Yes, I wouldn't say that.
Sam, how long you been doing? How long you been doing broadcasting now?
A year and a half.
A couple years.
All right, a couple years. Have you ever had to read off a script?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. When it's italicized, do you know already by now, like, that's not for me to read? It's just supposed to, like, guide me?
Hey, Alan, I got mad respect for Bart doing the reads. People sleep on reading teas. I got mad respect for Bart doing the reads. He's been doing it, getting reps, getting better, right? Working on those little things. Bart, I respect it. Keep it up.
I appreciate it. See, for me, Acho, when I see italicized, that means emphasis. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That means say it with your chest.
Right, exactly. Production.
Clearly, I wasn't in the pre-show meeting. Clearly, I wasn't. I missed that part.
No comment.
But I digress, though.
Meanwhile, yes, Sam, we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers and his comments regarding his young wide receivers, not necessarily the vets. And also what Mike T, and I know you were part of it this morning on Get Up, Mike T's comment saying, like, hey, you know, you made this bet, Aaron. Like, this is the situation because of a decision that you made, how long you waited for your contract. What do you make of Rodgers being so outspoken and making it pretty pointed that it is the young guys that he is having the most criticism about?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think Aaron Rodgers, playing against him for so long in my career, he has a way of bringing out the best in whoever is available. And so I think what he's trying to do now is to bring out the best in the people who he needs to be available, which are some of the young receivers that we saw in the game, Amari Rodgers and being one of them. And so, like, for me, I love the comments. He might have been saying this to them privately, and if people don't listen privately, okay, let me try to call you out publicly. Maybe that'll light a thought fire under you, and also Romeo Doubs are the two players that he kind of was calling out. And so for me, Aaron Rodgers said, if I don't trust you, you're not going to be out there. It's not like, you know, you're a rookie or second year player. It's like, man, how do I make the team? Is it special teams? Is it, you know, I got to get in with good with coaches, or I got to get stronger? No, Aaron Rodgers just said to his receivers, hey, if I don't trust you, you're not going to be out there. So I actually love what he said, and I don't think there's any cause or need for panic, right? Christian Watson has been out, and he's now back healthy, and so he's going to get a lot of reps. Alan Lazard, Aaron Rodgers expressed extreme confidence in Lazard, and Randall Cobb, and Sammy Watkins, he said he had his best practice. For me, this is a wake-up call to the young receivers that you need to this isn't college anymore, right? This is not like a regular NFL quarterback. This is like the reigning MVP quarterback, and he wants to win.
See, but here's the problem, Acho. Like, that's not Greg Jennings. That's not Jordy Nelson. And I understand, at one point, Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, all those guys were in that role. Today's athlete is different. These dudes are super-duper sensitive. And he doesn't know them like that. They may shut down. He needs to pull those guys aside and build them up. Because, listen, we know we're in an era where it all has to be positive reinforcement. You can't yell at them. Everybody get a participation trophy. See, he's played so damn long that he's stayed long enough that the athlete has changed. Right? You can't say
Bart,
that type of stuff to them. They're weak sauce.
I'm with you. But just because the athlete has changed doesn't mean that the winning formula has changed. Right? Like, discipline still wins. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Ability still wins. And just like you, we both play linebacker, right? Eyes, hands, feet, being physical still wins. I don't care how, like, pretty the game has gotten to, like, oh, we're going to just do 7-on-7. If you hit somebody in the mouth, you don't hit people in the mouth. And you play for teams in the mouth. Like, that still wins in the NFL. And so, like, I think that Aaron Rodgers knows what success looks like. I think that he knows what winning looks like. He understands that, hey, I'm going to tell you like it is. Even if no one else tells you, they say, oh, no, it's fine. You know, I'm dropping passes. You'll be good. No. If you can, I'll tell you from my mouth.
All right, we're going to see.
If I don't trust you, you won't play. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. And so, like, that to me, what do you want to say? Oh, no, we're going to be fine. They're fine. These guys are great. Then all of a sudden comes September 11th, they're not. No, let me tell you now, I'm going to give you a couple weeks, a month or so, to, like, get your act together. I've seen that. It's not like you're not talented. Like, Romeo, I see the talent. You're extremely talented. Amari Rodgers saw this huge kick return. So now let's just work on little things. Consistency, focus, little things, easy. Get it done.
Yeah,
this
but I don't
one of those get at my level
it.
Kind of things.
I yeah, but right? I don't need to know that though, right? Not right now. Maybe if it gets a little longer because
who doesn't?
What I'm saying is he doesn't need to say that publicly. He should pull those guys aside. They'll respect that a lot more.
Art.
Well, tell Jordan Love he sucks. That. Tell Jordan Love he sucks then. If we keep it honest, we being honest, say, Jordan Love, I'm going to play forever because you suck.
Well, Bart, he may have been doing that with these guys. He may have been telling Romeo, hey, man, since we drafted you, hey, opportunity since the draft. Hey, man, OTAs, minicamp. Hey, man, like training camp, first couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, like, you try different things. If the first one doesn't work, you try something different. You know what I mean? Like, if one thing doesn't work, I'm going to try something different. If it doesn't work, I might try something different. Ultimately, if none of it works, you won't play.
Okay.
All right. We're talking with Sam Acho, and we're talking some NFL here, and a lot of this has been centered around Aaron Rodgers and obviously the Green Bay Packers and their whole situation. But, Acho, yesterday there was a conversation that, and even as we brought it to our show yesterday, I couldn't believe the amount of response we got on it from a lot of people around the country listening. And I just wanted to get your take on it. It is something that Bill Barnwell has said, and now Chris Canty also doubled down on it and said, I'm not backing off this. It's the notion that Trey Lance, with very little experience under center in the NFL, could be an MVP candidate this season. Do you see it that way?
He could be. But a lot of that is because of his talent, because of what we saw in that first preseason game, obviously, right? He's doing it, even though the 49ers have seen this. But more so, I think that Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing. Kyle Shanahan knows what he wants. In 2012, Kyle Shanahan, offensive coordinator for Washington, RG3's on the team, RG3, rookie of the year, dominant, right? Even Kyle Shanahan and other teams has done the great stuff with great quarterbacks. Now he's saying, hey, Jimmy G, you were great, but this is the kind of quarterback who I want. Somebody who can stress the edges of defenses with his legs. Somebody who on a zone read to keep it, take it to the house. Somebody who wants second and eight, like the second play of the preseason. If the pocket collapses, can keep his eyes downfield and still run 7 yards, scramble, slide, stay up, stay healthy. And then somebody can throw a dime later on in the next series to the end zone. Yes, I think Trey Lance could definitely be in the MVP conversation because of his talent.
Whoa.
Because of the talent around him and because of his coach. He has everything you need.
Acho, MVP, come on, man. Stay off the weed, man. They need to stay off. We talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Why not?
Lamar Jackson. It'll be a miracle if he makes the Pro Bowl. We know how things work in this league. Nobody's a first-year starter. Name one first-year starter that's ever
Patrick
been an
Mahomes.
MVP.
Patrick Mahomes did like this. This is what people are basing their argument off of. Like, Patrick Mahomes, first year he came in, didn't play a lot. Then the second year, blew it up, right? That's what people are basing their argument off of.
This is his first year.
Right, but so what we're saying is that's the same thing with Patrick Mahomes. He sat a year as well
Patrick
and then took over.
Patrick Mahomes is a Thor of the ball. This guy is going to bring an element to them in the run game. He can throw, but he can't read coverages. Come on, man. Let's be honest. There's a big difference between him and Patrick Mahomes. This guy barely played in the league. There's no way that he's going to be an MVP over Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Like, he got to get in line, son. He got to hope to try and get up in the Pro Bowl.
Bro.
Like, I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit. Okay. I'll make a bet with you. I bet you won't be in the top 10 in MVP. He won't even make the top 15.
Won't make the top 15 in voting. He won't make the top 15.
He won't be in front of Chris Henry and Jonathan Taylor would be considered MVPs ahead of him. Take that bet, Acho. I'll buy you a new tie.
You take it or not?
That's not a bet.
I don't think Bart ever wears ties. What do you take that bet though? That's not a bet to take.
He won't be top 15. You said MVP. I said he won't be top 15.
Yeah, Bart said top 15. Would you take top 15?
I think he'll be top 15. Right? Like I think.
Well, take
because
the bet.
Of what's
you got to
around
buy it.
Him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wearing your ties. Your neck is too big. I don't know what kind of ties you got, man. Straight up.
I said I'll buy you a tie.
All right. I tell you what. We'll
buy
leave
a clip
it there.
On bow tie.
We can certainly get back into this conversation at another time, but it is certainly a very interesting one to watch. Sam, thanks so much, man. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Coming up, we have your calls. And also, guess who's calling out Tom Brady? It's just funny. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So hump day today. You got some joint practices going on. You got brawls happening. Apparently, always. Christian McCaffrey got hit a little late, didn't like it. Started a little fracas with the hold Patriots.
Up. Hold up. Christian McCaffrey going thugged out?
Yeah. Oh, so man. A little fracas going on there.
You got Cheddar Bob, the hardest dude on the squad?
Up in New England.
Now, Christian fight. Now, everybody got to fight. Now, Christian fight, like, that for real. Like,
yeah. We got Mecole Hardman getting carted off the field.
Damn.
And Stosh already just Ajita. You could just see it. Like, Ajita is not tangible, but you can actually see it in someone's face. And I could see it. Mm-hmm. So already Mecole Hardman. So we'll see if there's any update on his situation. Also, by the way, Bart, today, 3 o'clock, right after the show, NBA schedule gets released. And the NBA always finds ways to show you what they know is going to happen and all that other stuff based off of matchups and where they put them. We kind of know the Christmas Day thing. So, we'll play with some of the stuff we know about the schedule a little bit later on in the show. We have your calls, like I said, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But, Par, before we get to our calls, so Tom Brady is not with the Buccaneers for this weekend next, as he has some personal issues to tend to, and he has an excused absence that, you know, the Bucs obviously said is okay. And we heard from Todd Bowles, the head coach, about that. And he said, if anybody else, you'd be worried, but it's Tom Brady, so you're fine with it. Well, one person who used to play for the Bucs is not fine with it. Can you guess who?
Right. Yeah, come on, man. Kanye Jr.
Yes, Antonio Brown. So he went to Twitter and this morning. And he said, Tom Brady, manipulate the game, gets 14 days, go home, get his mind right. LOL. Now you see the difference.
And then he also goes after. He won 7 Super Bowls. He's 45 years old. I think he knows the offense and don't have to be at practice.
Then, and remember, also, AB did stay at Brady's house, right?
Yeah,
when
man.
When he first got him in there.
Do you
Alex Guerrero, who is Brady's famous trainer, as you know. He also went after Alex Guerrero, who was the one that I think publicly called out AB, right? He owed him money. He never showed up for workouts, whatever it was. So he said, Alex said, he misspelled it, Guerrero. You think I won't have you smacked at TB12? Boy, stop playing with me. Boy, getting paid by Bucks and taking players' money too.
Yep, absolutely. Because you asked for my service.
I was going to ask you to.
So because he works
this?
because he works for the Bucks, he's saying that all his services should be free to all the Bucks players. Hell no! This is a sub business.
I get it. It's a side hustle.
Your damn eyes. Yeah, mm-hmm. You want to get this work? No, this I'm commissioned to work on
right.
Tom Brady.
Extra, right? Yeah. The extra stuff I do costs extra when I'm here at the facility. That's different.
I ain't the training coach. I ain't the weight coach.
Hmm.
Like, come on, man. Like, this dude's starting to figure out that he thought his music career was going somewhere, hanging with Yeezy, being part of the Donda sport. Yep. He thought that was going to fulfill the void that's left for him being able to go out there and do what he does best, at a Hall of Fame level, and it's not. So now he's trying to make himself the story because everybody's forgetting about him. One thing that people forget about this league is the league will move on. The league has seen great players come and go. Players maybe not as good as him, but players you know, definitely better than him. People forgot about T.O., forgot about Randy Moss. People forget about you after a while. People don't even know how great Barry Sanders was. So I think he's figuring that out. That, listen, they're going to go on to the next great talent. They're more enamored now with Jamar Chase, Jefferson, you know, Hopkins, Michael Thomas. Listen, they'll forget about you quickly, man. If you ain't out there doing it and showing them and reminding them how great you are, they'll forget about you. They'll move on. They'll turn to another station. And now he's realizing that. Now he's trying to be a, now he's trying to be in the news. No, this football time, man. Go get ready for Coachella or something.
It's relevance that you're talking about, right? It's the idea that he is realizing that his football relevance is diminished or is disappearing. So having these types of outbursts will get him talked about, which, by the way, mission accomplished because we just spent a segment on it. But, but because it's Tom Brady and he's calling out a guy that actually was looking out for him. I mean, remember, Brady brought him in, tried to look out for him. All right, come stay with me.
Twice.
You know, I'll vouch for you.
Twice.
All that stuff.
Twice. Twice.
Yeah.
Even after he went full Tropic Thunder in New England. Twice.
Yeah. Yeah,
he wouldn't have had a job because Bruce Arians didn't want him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Like I said, he
vouched
for
him. And Tom Brady insisted.
Yep. And the result was a Super Bowl, but also some other stuff. And now, all of a sudden,
who would he be without a Super Bowl?
You.
Like, that Super Bowl gives something that you can never take from him. And also solidifies his Hall of Fame career.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, AB out there on Twitter just now going after Tom Brady for the excused absence that he's getting from training camp to get his mind right is what AB is assuming. We don't know. It's personal reasons. And it was something they already knew was coming. So it's not like he was sitting there and then said, I need a break. It was pre-planned.
Right.
And he gets the whatever the personal reasons are. And by the way, let's just hope it's nothing too serious involving either him or his family. But
I wish
we leave it there. I know
if it was something like that, he will make AB look like an idiot, which he does a good job of doing that himself. But I just wish finally, just one time. You know, Tom is doing things that's out of his character that he usually wouldn't do. He's letting us in. I wish he would write something, have one of his ghostwriters write some type of Drake diss straight to AB about all the stuff I did for you, you ungrateful mother. Mm. You know what? I wish he would pen something like that and say, come smack who?
Yeah, there's always somebody out there that could certainly do it. All right, we have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As I mentioned, the NBA schedule's out later today. You know, there's one team, only one, that has never played on Christmas Day. Do you know which team it is? We'll tell you.
Bart and Han.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got some calls, Bart Scott. Let's get to the people. Let's begin with Frank in Massachusetts. Frank, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me?
We got
you. Hey, listen, I just want to say something in regards to this whole issue with the Shanahans, the 49ers, and Trey Lance. Do you remember RG3? The Shanahans were coaching him when he came out. And you know what? I hold them partly responsible for what happened to that young kid. Okay? So here it is again. You fast forward and stuff like that. Here's this new young up-and-coming kid, Trey Lance. They need to be careful with putting this kid out there too early, where something could happen to him like it happened to RG3. And like I said, I hold him partly responsible for what happened to him, because what happened to him ruined his career. He was never the same after that. I hear people, you know, patting him on the back about, you know, how good they are at this and at that, but I don't hear nobody mentioning that. And they need to be really careful with this kid that they don't do the same thing to him.
Yeah, putting him out there and exposing him.
Especially when he was hurt that year in Washington in the playoffs. He was clearly hurt, yes.
Yeah, but also, like, you know they're going to put Trey Lance out on the perimeter and let him run the football. Mm-hmm. And that's putting the kid at risk, because there's some real killers out there. Mm-hmm. But we'll see, though. You know what I mean? We'll see if he can live up to the hype.
Isn't Trey Lance bigger?
Everything.
Isn't Trey Lance a bigger athlete?
He's bigger than RG3. RG3 was real narrow of an athlete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we saw it happen to Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Take them world class blows.
And isn't that the fear with Lance? Right? Yeah. Not Lance. Lamar.
Well, Lamar
isn't
never
that kind
get,
of the
no no.
Well,
see, Lamar,
he doesn't get hit the
no,
same.
No,
like
never,
Michael
no,
Vick never
no,
got hit. Is that
no,
what you
no.
mean? Like it's sort of like that.
He never get Lamar. If you ever watch Lamar, might get hit once every 100 running tips, because he's so damn fast, people just want to try and get him down. They can't take those hits. Trey Lance isn't that type of elusive athlete.
Okay.
Like, Lamar's even more elusive than Michael Vick. Michael Vick had speed to kind of get to the edges, but Lamar be making dudes fall down. Like, he hit him with the R2, L2. Guys don't even touch him half the time. Half time, they pushing him out of bounds. They don't really get hits on him.
All right, let's take Curtis in North Carolina. What's up, Kurt?
How we doing today, fellas?
What's happening?
Check it out, man. Bart spoke to me. So I wanted to come from the Book of Aaron because yep. I'm talking to Reverend Dr. Bart Scott. Okay? So they get rid of Devontae Adams. And then the Packers have written Aaron a check that his young wide receivers can no longer cash.
Curtis, we're going to put you on hold because so we got to go to break. We'll come right back. Hang on. Hold your thought. We'll come right back.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got Curtis in North Carolina. Continue, sir.
Yes, we had to take a quick pause for the congregation. where I was at, the Packers have written Aaron Rodgers a check that his young wide receivers can no longer catch.
Yep.
So, Packers fans, you have been had. You have been took. You have been bamboozled. Run amok. Led astray. He will not be in any kind of MVP congregation. Any kind of conversation at all. And this was brought to the attention by the good Reverend Dr. Bart Scott. Thank you. Let's give him a round of applause.
everybody take everything out of your pocket. Throw it in the air. Everything that stays in the air belongs to God. Yeah. Everything that hits the floor belongs to me.
We all get an amen on that one. We all get an amen.
Well, I mean, to his point, right? Like, you talk about what the expectations is for Aaron Rodgers. They paid him $50 million. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have that one receiver that's going to get the respect of the number one, you know, corner or the safety. So now everybody's going to get played, and you don't know where the double team's coming from, who they decide to take away from certain matchups depending on the personnel. And that's going to make Aaron Rodgers have to hold on to the ball just a little bit. Right, we all have concern with Bakhtiari. He can't stay healthy. He's a tremendous left tackle. Mm-hmm. You know, arguably one of the best, if not the best, in the game when healthy. But he can't stay healthy. So now nobody cares about Aaron Rodgers winning another divisional title. Right? That's who cares. Right? That division is theirs to the point. You know, even when Acho was on there, Aaron Rodgers was your daddy. But who's Aaron Rodgers' daddy? San Francisco's been his daddy. Right? Teams coming to Lambeau Field, Tampa Bay in the playoffs has been their daddy. And I just don't think they have enough to go far and to be serious. I honestly think that Aaron Rodgers will never win another title. I believe that Bill Belichick will never win another title. And I think that we've seen the better years, you know, behind him. Will he have individual accolades? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to always come up short because he decided to alienate himself and separate himself from the team. And that alienated Devontae Adams to say, you know what, I want to go play with my friend.
And there's a story about Jalen Hurts on that regard that I do want to tell you about. And we'll do that coming up in the next hour. But, you know, and we got plenty more to get to, of course, including your calls. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And another piece of news for today is the NBA schedules, which will be coming out, actually released right after our show's over. So, unfortunately, we don't have the fun of saying, all right, who's playing whom and where and all that other stuff.
Take a guess, Alan. Take a guess. How many national games do the Pistons have? How many? What, 20? 10?
I'm going to go with probably zero.
Damn.
But I tell you what, though.
Damn.
The Knicks and the Pistons opened their preseason together. What if, Bart, they opened the season together?
Well,
like, you and I are definitely going to the preseason opener, but if the Knicks and Pistons play the opener at the Garden, we got to be there for that too, right?
You think I'm playing? Yes, you think I'm playing. I think the Pistons are a better team than the Knicks.
Well, you could say that, but we'd also drug test you.
Better coach?
Excuse me?
Who got the better
Don't
coach?
Don't ever make me besmirch Dwayne Casey, who is one of my favorite people in the league.
Who got the better coach?
I'm not doing that. Because Tom Thibodeau is, you know, the better coach.
Dwayne
Casey's a terrific coach.
Who got the better point guard?
You mean more experienced point guard?
No, who got the better? I ain't talking about experience because John Morant don't got no experience.
How about we let all that conversation happen when the games are going on? Yeah, okay. But let me ask you what I asked coming in as a tease. We at least know what the schedule is for Christmas Day, right?
Yes.
We know it's Sixers, Knicks, then Bucks, Celtics, Suns, Nuggets, Lakers, Mavs, Grizzlies, Warriors. You know, the up the chimney matchup. What team in the NBA? There's only one left because the Grizzlies had never played on Christmas until now.
Yes.
What team has never played on Christmas Day? And I predict this will end soon, if not by next year.
I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets or the Orlando Pelicans. No. New Orleans Pelicans?
Nope. No, you're still wrong. There is a team that I predict next year. Yes, that's the one. Yeah, the Charlotte Hornets, it's amazing, have never played Christmas Day.
Small market, man.
But with LaMelo Ball and how many fans, just especially young fans, and who's watching on Christmas Day? I mean, you're going to have a lot of young fans. I cannot believe they have not had LaMelo Ball play on Christmas Day yet, but I believe he will play. And I guess I shouldn't say I can't believe because he's still very young. Yeah.
But LaMelo,
his appeal is so widespread that the Hornets will play on Christmas Day maybe as soon as next year.
He's a reality star. We've watched him grow up from his dads and being the youngest brother of the three brothers. We feel like we know him.
Yeah.
We feel like we root for him. Everything that his dad had him do, and he said it would happen, it happened.
Speaking into existence.
Except for the other one, Jello or whatever. He's still struggling to get on the roster, but maybe one day he could be like Gary Payton II.
LiAngelo, yes.
LiAngelo, Jello.
He's played in Europe. He's played some G League.
If not, he's just going to have to be the accountant.
He'll be one of the Antetokounmpo brothers who just don't like Giannis wants a brother on his team. Like eventually, do you think maybe like Lonzo or LaMelo will say, I want my brother on my team, you got to put him on the team.
It's got to be LaMelo.
Right? Because I want my brother here.
Lonzo's not good enough. Yeah, Lonzo's
like,
not
Thanasis,
good enough.
Thanasis won a championship with the Bucks.
Yes, he flexing hard in Athens too.
He flexes hard.
He flexes hard. Like, bro, you are bump solid. The only way you even in the league. Only way he in the league. Come on, man. You know he should be in the G League or he should be playing in Europe. There's no way in hell he should be on the NBA roster. I told you that's how good Jonathan Audie was.
I'm going to tell you about the story involving Jalen Hurts next.
Bart and Han.